Under the plan, 8 elementary schools will close, 2 new ones will be built, and improvements will be made at the rest of the schools. A number of residents spoke in opposition to the plan, including Jeffrey Wang, Jane Hayes, and Maxwell Wang.
All I want to see is one project that will succeed in raising math and reading literacy across the entire district.
For all the buildings you plan to build, how many minds have you left unfulfilled?
What is the priority here? Teaching students or building new facilities? I pray that the board deeply reflects on its goals.
Amen. Thank you, Maxwell.
Superintendent Aaron Jarrett says public input from more than 40 meetings helped shape the final plan.
Everyone had an opportunity to be heard, and I think the best time to be heard was when there was an opportunity to have a two-way dialogue. And so many people weighed in along the way, and the plan got better and better, and I think we're going to be able to not only improve learning environments, but learning outcomes.
The board is also placing a referendum on the fall ballot, asking voters for permission to build 2 new schools using existing funds. If that's approved, construction could start late next year. Some students could find themselves assigned to new schools as early as the 2015 school year. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.